AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will be in Surfside, Florida Thursday at the site of a collapsed condo building.
They want to thank the heroic first responders, search and rescue teams, and everyone who's been working tirelessly around the clock, and meet with the families who have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, waiting in anguish and heartbreak for word of their loved ones to offer them comfort as search and rescue efforts continue.
11 people have died in Florida. 150 others are unaccounted for. The search continues. The building that collapsed had a sister building.
The North Tower was built in 1982, a year after the South, which is the tower that collapsed. Most residents the Associated Press spoke with, like Philip Zine, say they feel safe. For now,
I feel our building is safe. I mean, I've seen the maintenance. It's been done properly. As far as I can tell, I don't know. I'm not an expert in engineering.
The Surfside mayor said a preliminary check shows the building is safe. Zine says the residents hired their own engineers and the city sent 20 inspectors Monday.
Police, fire, engineering, everything. They were checking everything.
The condo's former president compares the collapse to a plane crash, saying just because one goes down doesn't mean they all will. I'm Julie Walker.
Some stages of the Tokyo Olympic torch relay may be pulled off the streets of Tokyo because of fears about spreading the coronavirus. The games are supposed to start in less than a month. The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says she will join a growing list of Republican governors sending law enforcement officers to the border with Mexico. The GOP is ramping up a political fight with President Biden over border security. Former President Donald Trump is expected to travel to the border this week. The Supreme Court ruled the government can indefinitely detain certain immigrants who say they will face persecution or torture if they're deported to their native countries. This is AP News. In just a matter of days, the last U.S. soldiers will leave Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan as the U.S. winds down what President Biden has called the Forever War.
It was the heart of American military power in Afghanistan, a symbol of the U.S. drive to avenge the 9/11 attacks. But now the U.S. is leaving Bagram Air Base, about an hour's drive north of Kabul. Villagers say they hear explosions from inside the base, apparently the Americans destroying buildings and material. They are giving the Afghan military some weaponry. One scholar at the Wilson Center points to the American urgency to get out quickly, calling it sadly symbolic. Another expert with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says closing Bagram is a major symbolic and strategic victory for the Taliban. I'm Rita Foley.
A top U.S. general there says security in Afghanistan is deteriorating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.